This is Politics Inside Out from Marketplace at American Public Media. I'm Andrea Seabrook, D.C. Bureau Chief. And I'm here in the studio with Marketplace host Kai Ryssdal. Hey, Kai.
Hey, Andrea. Good to talk to you. So Politics Inside Out. Tell me about this thing.
What we're doing right now here, Kai, is a preview of what we're calling a pop-up podcast. It's a roughly 8 to 10 minute, you know, daily look at politics and the economy for each weekday of the next 2 weeks of the Republican and Democratic conventions. We're going to use the lens of insiders and outsiders. And the point of Inside Out is to say that there's no longer left and right in politics. You may see it that way, but it doesn't actually work. You know, the cleavage of American politics, the fault line, is actually about insiders and outsiders. And when you look at it that way, suddenly American politics makes sense.
You know what it does? Wait. It actually looks a lot like the American economy.
It does. It's exactly like, and in a lot of ways, politics is just like a reflection of what's actually going on in culture. It lags behind it because, my God, most, you know, the median age in Congress, for example, is like, you know, 85. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. But what you have already seen is that global trade and the idea, the neoconservative or neoliberal trade policies, they all create this us and them, this who does it work for, who does it not work for. And it has taken a couple of decades, really, for that to filter into politics. Mm-hmm. And now people, and by which I mean people who are basically on the outside, have figured out that something is seriously wrong. The system is not working for them.
And it is not just actually politics, as you're saying. It is global trade. It's the labor market. It's the income inequality thing with the ins and the outs and the tops and the bottoms. I mean, it's the whole deal. And really, when you think about how we're trying to do convention coverage and this unbelievable political season, what we're looking at is really insides and outs.
It is. When you switch your axis of understanding of politics to an inside-outside paradigm, what you get is a sudden understanding that the Tea Party and the Occupy Wall Street movement are on the same side.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump on trade.
Yes.
Same deal.
Exactly. It shifts your entire understanding of what's going on in our economy. And suddenly Trump makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in a way, Clinton makes sense because she is the ultimate insider trying to appeal to outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you see is people saying, well, God, I don't want something else, but she doesn't represent me either, even though she might represent their actual ideals in terms of left versus right paradigm. She's suddenly completely outside their own understanding.
Take this then to the conventions, Monday in Cleveland. There is a very real inside-outside thing going on, like on the ground.
Yes, on the ground. We hear that a lot of groups are coming out to protest, whether it's gun violence, gun laws, you know, wealth and poverty, policy issues.
Got to throw Black Lives Matter in there and race and society, right? All that stuff.
And so we literally want to go to the convention and take their ideas into the hall and ask people, respond to this, and take the policy ideas in the hall back out.
Tell me the thing you told me in my office this afternoon. About the guy sitting outside and the guy sitting... Seriously,
like,
tell me the thing
you
told me in my office.
Yeah. What I really want to know is the guy sitting on his stoop three blocks away, does he think that that convention has anything to do with him? I think he doesn't.
Right.
I imagine him saying... We'll see. I imagine him saying, that? That's a traffic snarl for me.
Right.
It's not... It doesn't have anything to do with my life. We know, we educated people in the media, know that, like, oh, this will set the policy for who knows what and blah, blah, blah. But the truth is, he might know better than we do that those people are representing not the left or the right, but
the inside and the outside.
The inside and the outside.
And
exactly.
There will be a person on the inside, on the convention floor, whose life has been dedicated to either Republican or Democratic politics, because the same thing's going to happen in Philadelphia. And they will say, oh, yeah, what we're doing here on this floor today directly affects the lady or the man sitting on the stoop three blocks away.
It affects it. It may not represent it.
Mm.
And here's the thing that has happened in, you know, the dreaded campaign finance, the most boring couple of words in political coverage. And that is that Almost all campaigns and politicians are funded by people who have enough money that they are, by definition, on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the politicians that they support must go in and speak like outsiders to get the votes they need to get elected.
Right. It is a brand new, I guess you could say seasonal, once every 4 years, podcast offering from Marketplace. It's called Politics Inside Out. Andrea Seabrook will be driving it from Cleveland and Philadelphia with some other of our folks. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Guy. Okay, folks, thanks for listening to us here. Again, we'll be giving you a podcast each weekday for the next 2 weeks of the Republican and Democratic conventions. The next episode of Politics Inside Out will be on Monday from Cleveland. Subscribe on iTunes, Downcast, Overcast, wherever you get your podcasts from. And thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you soon.